وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the concept of humanity in the verses of the Holy Quran and the hadith that we have from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam interpreting and explaining the verses of the Holy Quran about mankind or about different aspects of the human soul. In the previous episodes, we talked about human reason and different verses of the Holy Quran showing the significant role of reason in the perfection of man, and also the ahadith from the Prophet ﷺ talking about the role of reason and intellect in the perfection of a human being. Now, another thing that is left in the tradition that we have in Islamic hadith and the verses of the Holy Quran is the relationship between reason and money and wealth. Which one is better? Now, there's this classic question, wealth or education, which one is better? Wealth or science, wealth or knowledge? And some people give another classic answer is that, well, education and knowledge are better than wealth. And when you ask them why, they say, because, well, you can use science in order to produce wealth. Then at the end of the day, it shows that science is only good as much as it can serve the wealth and money, as much as it can produce money. So you should have said that wealth is better because it's the only goal that some people have in order to gain knowledge. While it is not the case, when we go to the verses of the Holy Quran and the teachings of the Prophet we have not been created to just claim and create piles of money for ourselves, and we take in that way, we take everything else in that service, including our knowledge, including our intellect. Human spirit has different aspects, and all these potentials should be actualized in their own proper position. You should not sacrifice your intellect for desire, and you should not sacrifice the desire for the intellect. Both of them, they have their function. And also about dunya and akhira, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Quran says you should not forget your share from dunya. It's true that wealth is there, money is there, the importance that it has, but it doesn't mean everything else should be measured according to the money that they create. For example, a person, like, he follows a certain career and he likes that career and she likes that career. And then other people blaming him or her because it's not as much well paid, for example, that job. No, it's not. It's about self-realization. It's about how much people see themselves happy in the things that they do. And if we follow the perfection, the plan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us in the Holy Quran and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we realize that if we carry that out, we arrive at a point that we feel completely satisfied. Even if in terms of the financial things, no, it's not like a tycoon having so much money. No, we have decent life. At the end of the day, we also did something that we are happy with ourselves. Many people, rich people, when they arrive at the end of their lives, yes, they have a lot of money, but it's not necessarily true for them to say they're happy about how they spend their life. You see, it happens also. So this feeling should be there, that you realize your potentials in the way that is best for your soul. We're going to have a break and we come back to continue our discussion about the relationship between greed and reason according to the verses of the Holy Quran.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program and in the first episode, we talked about that classic question about wealth and reason, or wealth and education. And we said sometimes the answers given to this question are not very deep. And sometimes when you investigate, you realize that at the end of the day, money is the ultimate measurement for people to judge the success of a person, which is not correct. Now, we have a hadith in contrast. Imam Ali Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam qala li ibn al-Hasan, when he advised his son Imam al-Hasan, he said, Ya bunay, O my son, inna aghna al-ghina al-aql. The utmost level of wealth, the most valuable form of wealth, is al-aql, is to have perfect intellect. Wa akbar al-faqr al-humq, and the greatest form, the most severe form of poverty, is when a person is poor in terms of his intellect. And several times we have said it does not talking about like mentally challenged people. It talks about that intellect in the Holy Quran, the intellect that can lead a person towards perfection. So Imam says the best wealth, the best asset a person has is his intellect. And the worst kind of poverty is when a person does not use such intellect. In another hadith from Imam al-Qadim alayhi salam, Ya Hisham, man arad al-ghina bina mal. If a person wants to be wealthy without money, وراحت القلب من الحسد. If a person wants his heart to be relieved from hasad, jealousy. You know, hasad, jealousy, or envy is something that actually is the most painful for the person himself. Is a kind of challenge that actually eats up the whole heart and other emotions of a person. So if a person is looking for relief of his heart from hasad, jealousy, وَالسَّلَامَةَ فِي الدِّينِ, and also he wants to have a decent, correct, accurate religion, فَلْيَتَذَرَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِي مَسْأَلَتِهِ, such a person should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humbleness. Tadarru means when you ask and you make a case of request with humbleness toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بِأَنْ يُكْمِلَ عَقْلَهِ, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, perfect my intellect. If you perfect my intellect, I will have all these benefits. I will have a salama fi din. I will have an accurate religion. I will have a heart that is at relief. And I will have a wealth without money, effortless wealth. فَمَنْ عَقْلَ قَنَعَ بِمَا يَكْفِي. If a person has intellect, he will be content with a decent life. And if a person does not have intellect, he will never be happy with anything. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us perfect and higher and increase our intellect to higher levels. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa ali nabiyil azim. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa ali nabiyil azim. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa ali nabiyil azim. Allahumma
فصلي وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.